Zohar, Chok Yisrael, Day 4, Parshas Vayechi, an excerpt from 239b. A verse in the Blessing of Yehuda. Osri la Geffen, he binds to the vine, referring to the donkey that he binds. Dor Knesset Yisrael, this is the gathering of the souls of Israel, Tum Zohar used for the Shekhinah. Mayas Karya Geffen, why is it called a vine? Rama Geffen lo mekabla lo netiya achra, but just like a vine does not receive except upon it another plant, you can't graft it, it's ungraftable. Achinami, also similarly, Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina, lo mekabla lo elokut shebrichu, all receives upon it from the Holy One, blessed be He. Which means only lights from above, of revelation of Hashem's light, and not from idolatry, from false foreign deities. Begin Knesset Yisrael, iskafian kamo kochil nachronen. Because of the Shekhinah, it subjugated before it all other troops, which means all the troops of the Sitra Achra, the Troy and Masquerade, and pretend as if they are revealing Hashem's light. Not able to do bad and to rule in the world. Because of this, Atul Kra, Shmo Kadisha Beinayhu. Because of this, the Pasik, the verse, put the holy name, tricks them. Bahagisa, Bahagisa, on this side, on that side. As it says, Bini Asano. The verse continues, my son is donkey. So what does that mean? This Akar that was uprooted or became barren, begin how Sarik, because of that, another word for vine, of the Shekhinah. And what I don't really find is it says, Vanochi netatich Sarik, and I planted you a vine. Gomer continue, Kula Zeremus, all pure seed, which means receiving only from the right one. Like a woman receives only from a husband. Only one relationship, so the Shekhinah, as if it were, receives only the pure lights from above, revelation of Hashem's light, and not from idolatry, and this subjugates all power, all false energies in the world. So any power they have, they're just masquerading, but it's not real. They don't have any real divine energy inside of them. So therefore, a person who seeks, searches deeper and deeper, can probe and find Hashem inside of everything, and not be misled. Kibes, the verse continues. Kibes, so this is especially in the blessing of Yehuda, because Yehuda is Malchus of Atzilus, that's the root of his neshama, which is the place of the Shekhinah. And that's why he's the one, comes from David Melech, Zohar says elsewhere. Yehuda is Yudke Vavke with the Dalad, the David, it's Hashem's name with David. Yudke Vavke is Zeram from Atzilus, shining through David Malchus of Atzilus, light of Hashem's light in the world, the Shekhinah Mashiach energy. Through that, it subjugates all the forces of idolatry and all his enemies. So it continues, Kibes b'yayin levusho, he washes with wine his garment. Kibes, koves mi boile, that would be the proper grammatical form. Ella, but rather, Kibes was washed b'yomid is bori alma, from the day the world was created. Umani, what is it, dom alka mashiach l'sata? This is King Mashiach below, which means he's the one who implements and reveals Hashem's kingship in the world. In actuality, b'yayin with wine, star small left side. Dam anavim is star smaller, and with the blood of grapes is the left side, the sata beneath. So he's attached to the left side, which is the side of judgment. There comes all the whole sitra achra, and he connects it with its root in kedusha, and through that he subjugates all the negative forces and reveals Hashem's kingship in the world. Tikkun of the Shekhinah rectifies the Shekhinah, so we can see Hashem in the world, and the negative energies are not able to hard it. And the time to come, King Mashiach will reign above on all of the other powers of the nations, the idolatrous, which means there's a certain root of idolatrous forces in the spiritual realms. Mashiach will reign over them above also and subjugate them. As the Zohar says, and to smash, to break their power from above and from below. Dovaracher, another explanation. Kibes behind the vusho, he washes with wine his garment. Kegavne dahai chamra. In the same way of this wine, aksei chidu. It shows bliss, which means his garments are also malchus, so he'll wash them all with bliss. We'll be able to see Hashem's revelation of his kingship and be happy from it in all ways, everything from everything in the universe, all of existence. Kulei dina, it's all judgment. He's able to reveal Hashem from the side of judgment. That's the greatest accomplishment. From there comes the greatest joy. Hakinami also specific, also like this, Malka Mashiach Yachzi Chidul Yisrael, King Mashiach will show bliss to Israel. V'kulei din olam ne'udam nezara, and all judgment to the nations the idolatrous. So just like wine has this double aspect, on one hand it brings joy, on the other hand it's judgment. So Mashiach will exercise these two things. He'll bring us to joy, and he'll wreak judgment upon the idolatrous that didn't serve Hashem and turn away from him. And this also we find by the original redemption in Egypt. It says all the 10 plagues that smote Egypt, but they brought chesed, loving kindness, and good things for Israel. So it says the last redemption is similar, modeled after the first redemption, just much, much greater, multiplied, squared, and cubed many times over. So also we see this double dynamic of being good for the good and putting judgment upon the bad. See if it's written in Bereishis Genesis 1. Ruchel kimra chefes al p'nei ha'moim, the spirit of Hashem hovering on the face of the waters. So what is this face of the waters? Dor ruchel demalcha mashiacha, this is the spirit of the King Mashiach. Which means he's already there from primordial times, way, way back in pre-creation. The Torah does not mention the creation of water. Mashiach is, which means like so essential, elementary to existence, that it doesn't have to be mentioned. It's the foundation of everything. It represents the colorless, shapeless, tasteless, formless water, represents the infinite light. Hashem is completely without any boundaries, as it were, colorless and tasteless and shapeless and formless. And Mashiach is hovering over that because it means he's also essential to creation. The world is created for the sake of its perfect redemptive state, not to remain in exile, not to remain in a state of where Hashem's light is hidden. So he's hovering over the water. He's hovering by the Ein Sof, and he's essential, elementary, intrinsic to creation. And everything is happening all the time is just to bring the world to Mashiach. And from the day the world was created, he washed his garment, the supernal wine, which means the wine of the joy of the world to come. It says that Hashem has this wine hidden in the 6 days of creation for the banquet of the tzaddikim, the righteous, the world to come, and Mashiach is drawing from that wine. He has this bliss, and everything is happening in the world all the time is going towards that goal, because there's this inner spirit of Mashiach inside of everything. And somehow, even in the things right now, a person really digs deep, can connect with that joy, because it's really inside of everything. So it's hidden wine that's inside of everything. It's like the wine is actually inside of the grape, you just have to squeeze it to get it out. Sometimes a person goes through difficulties just to squeeze, we squeeze the grape, the beautiful wine inside of him, to get that special connection with Hashem, connection world, to become that bliss that of divine consciousness. The wine of knowledge of Hashem. Chami Maksiv Basri. See what's written afterwards. His eyes are ruddy from wine. And what comes from his teeth, like from milk, white teeth and red wine. Chesed and Gevura, he has all levels together. Receives divinity of Hashem and everything, sees Hashem and everything. This is the supernal wine that his Torah makes drunk, those that drink from it. It's the wine of the secrets of the Torah. Made people drunk with tremendous bliss and going out of their vessels to a higher state of consciousness. The teeth white for milk. Because the Torah is wine and milk. What does this represent? The written Torah is like milk, it's white, it's from chesed, it gives the male aspect. And oral Torah is like wine, receives female aspect. Red, judgment, see if it's written, it's in Tehillim Psalms 104, and wine maketh merry the heart of man. And to make bright the face from oil. And again, this relationship, oil is like from Chachma and wine is from Bina. It's right, left, Ches and Gevura, giving, receiving relationship between the oral Torah, the written Torah and the oral Torah. Vada is certainly Meser Diskori Shemin, from places called Shemin, which is oil, which is Chachma. Tokazi, come and see. Shirusa Dechamra Chedvahu, the beginning of wine is bliss. Asikol Chedu Mine Nafka, the place that all bliss comes out from it, which is Bina. So the Nun of Yain is Bina. The Nun is 50 is Gematria, which represents 50 gates of Bina. And the two Yuds are the right and left side of Bina. And the inside of Bina, the right side has an Itchesed, and the left side, external side, is awakened from his awakened judgment. So if it didn't end his judgment, because the external part of Bina's judgment comes down to Malchus, comes absolute judgment. My time was the reason being in the Sofa delay, Asek Nisha Dekula Dinahu. Because the end of it, the place of the gathering of everything is judgment. Because in order to gather everything, you need a vessel. The vessel is constriction, so it's drawn from the power of judgment. So it can be holy judgment. It has to bring things together in a good way in order to be revealed. Ube yistanalman, if the world is judged, judging again can mean a good thing, a person is judged, he wants to have a meal, so he's judged to get a TV dinner, so he can eat it. What happens if a person would want food, would be hungry, they deliver in his door a whole cow of meat and a whole barrel of mustard and things that he couldn't deal with? So without the judgment, without constriction, it wouldn't be such a chesed, wouldn't be able to use it. So Hashem uses the power of judgment to judge the world, to make receptacles, which have proper vessels to receive everything in proper measure that's healthy for us and good for us and be happy from. Because its beginning is bliss and its end is judgment. The beginning is infinite, boundless bliss. But the end has to be judgment in order to make for us a receptacle to receive it in a healthy, productive, happy way. Because this heart is to make the face bright, lit up from oil, which is the place of chachma, place from all bliss when it comes out. Chachma being together, they shine bliss to the world, and ultimately drawing from the keser and the inside of the infinite light inside of it. And the verse continues, and bread sustains the heart of man. Man lechem, what is bread? In terms of this verse, in terms of the way we're interpreting it, how does it come to play in the coordinates of our explanation? Lechem, but rather lechem alma soid, the world, bread sustains the world. If you say the Beit HaYis the Idud Alma b'Chudoi, then it depends the sustaining of the world alone. That's not the way. Because day is not found without night. It's not necessary to separate them. So from this mashal, it sounds like the Zohar is saying that lechem bread is malchus. From there, the panasa actually comes out to the world, and bread sustains a person. It's like the foundation, the malchus of the meal. Everything else goes with and is drawn after. Manafish lone, and one who separates them the day and the night, is parish mechayin, separated from life. So the bread, the malchus, has to be attached to other things above. The wine and the oil. Wine looks even as it's written, Dvarim in Deuteronomy 8, Laman hodi acho, in order to make known to you, ki lo alechem levado yichyo odom, that a person doesn't live on bread alone. Gin lo boil as parsha, because it doesn't, don't need to separate them. Don't separate the physical bread below from the spiritual, the malchus, from the spiritual lights above it. Eat with attachment to Hashem, to the spiritual life force inside of the food. V'teiman, if you say David, King David, how is it that he said, a bread sustains the heart of man? Since it, and it alone, does not depend the sustenance of the world, support of the world, can't do the job alone. So why do you mention Malchus? Ella, but rather, Daika Demila, the exacting way of explaining this issue. Lechem, it says vilechem, and bread. Vav isosef. The vav was added. Kmo vashem, and it says and Hashem. And many places Zohar interprets that as referring to Yisod, the Ferris, that the vav hints to. Haldom, because this kulish tachach b'chad, it's all found as one. So it says vilechem, the vav is Ferris and Yisod, with lechem and malchus, and from that together, from that unification, comes sustenance to the world, and everything is supported. Tochazi, come and see a new revelation. Mandem avorach al mozona, one who blesses on sustenance. Lo yavorach al pasara rikanya, should not bless an empty table. Boy nahamba lishtach al pasara, it's necessary for bread to be found upon the table. V'kasa decham rabbi yamina, and a cup of wine in right hand. As we find many places that the Zohar says you need some type of physical vessel, even a small little thing, for the spiritual blessing to rest upon. That's why the word bracha, rooted from baruch, beis, reish, chaf, all its letters are double, as the Vilna Gaon points out. Like a bechor takes a double portion of the same letters, and bracha, blessing, is it comes specifically from a combination of spiritual and physical. That's the root of bracha. So when you say berachas hamazon, you're blessing Hashem for the sustenance he gave you, and that blessing, Zohar says, draws more sustenance, draws spiritual sustenance, and draws you your continued panasa sustenance and taking care of all your needs. So therefore, bread should be on the table while you're benching in order to draw blessing to the whole week and to all the time, especially in Shabbos, but every day. And also, in the right hand, which is the side of chesed, you hold the wine from the left side, judgment, and this connects all of a person, all of their needs in the physical world, to the spiritual root of bliss, of the bliss of the world to come, and is sweetening for everything. So it's a mitzvah to make a blessing, a brachas mazon, on a cup of bracha, You might say from here that the Zohar is hinting to the fact that a person individually shall also say Birchas HaMazon, say the grace after meals on a cup of wine, according to, as is the opinion of the Bach in the Torah. However, there's another place when the post can bring the Zohar's mashma, not like that, only for three people a person should say bracha. So in a simple explanation, we say the Zohar here is referring to when a person is with another two people, then he makes a bracha on the wine in his right hand. Either that or this Zohar disagrees with that other Zohar. My time was the reason, begin the kasha, small of Yemina, to attach the left side to the right side, Rinama, these Baruch Minayu, and the bread, which is the mouth is blessed from them, from the right side and left side, that's a complete blessing. And that means that a person will be able to find Hashem from the right side and left side, from judgment and loving kindness, from the good things that happen from the difficult things, be always be attached to Hashem and always draw sustenance to be connected with the Shekhinah. That's perfection. It's kasha buhu, be bound to them, l'mavi kula chad, it should be all one. All the levels of right and left and all the spheres and above and below, all things that happen to a person. Chad kishura, should be one bound. The baruch hashmo kadisha kudakol yos. To bless the holy name as is fitting, to a person blessing Hashem's name as is fitting, to that he himself, measure for measure, will be blessed as is fitting. Blessed to find Hashem and connect with Hashem in everything above and below, all his physical needs, all his spiritual aspirations, whatever he's doing all the time, to be with the Shekhinah. And that's shlemus. To alechem is kasha b'yayin, because bread, which is mouth, attached to wine. The judgment mask, b'yayin, b'yamina, wine, attached to the right side, to chesed, chedin, then b'chon, shayin, all the blessings rest upon the world. Sorry, ishtolam kedekol yos. And the table is completed as is fitting. The Zohar says when the tzaddik eats, the Shekhinah is there, resting. So a person who does these tikkunim, rectifications, of eating his meal properly, is like in the level of tzaddik, and he draws this sustenance and blessing and light of the Shekhinah to the world.